Thing, Mr. Metalar, is it Concord Water, Concord Road wastewater expansion?
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, Council. We do have a project which may bring economic development to the Route 13 corridor in the Seaford Blades area. And this project, as you can see from the memo, and you've heard me say this several times, it's been around for too long. It's been around for over 4 years. We're finally to the point that you had previous funding available with a previous commitment from USDA. We had the project designed, advertised, permitted, and awarded by you conditionally on the USDA concurrence. We have the concurrence to the procedural part. We do not yet have the supplemental funding. What you have before you today is the supplemental funding for the sewer portion. Keep in mind, the town's pursuing the water portion independently, even so we do have the approved cooperation agreement, but that water portion they are responsible for, so we will not concern ourselves. We, as the county, will not concern ourselves with that. So they have filed there, so it is in progress, so I have reason to believe that the entire project, as conditionally awarded by you, will move forward, water and sewer. Now, having said this before you today, is supplemental funding requires a second loan resolution. If you look at the supplemental funding package, which would offer to the county $220,000 in additional loan and $145,000 in additional grant, in addition to the previously obligated funds of $729,000 in loan and $449,000 in grant. So, if you're inclined, we do have a recommendation, that is we, Finance Department and the Engineering Department, to accept and approve the loan resolution. And then if you do that, it's sort of automatic that you would take the second recommendation and introduce the associated borrowing ordinance, which then will make its way through the advertisement and public hearing process.
Have a motion?
It's somewhat lengthy, but I do have a not nearly as lengthy.
Is Mr. Burton, did he write it? Did he write it for you?
No, but I would love for Mr. Burton to be my ghostwriter.
There's a plus. Very
good. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering and Finance Departments that the USDA loan resolution authorizing supplemental indebtedness for the Concord Road Utility Upgrade Project be approved, and that the associated debt ordinance titled an ordinance authorizing the issuance of up to $250,000 of general obligation bonds of Sussex County in connection with the construction and equipping of the Concord Road wastewater expansion and authorizing all necessary actions in connection therewith be introduced and be voted on after a prerequisite public hearing is conducted. So this would satisfy really A and B as you see it here.
Okay.
Unless you see it differently, Mr. Councilor.
Pleasure, Councilor.
I make a motion to accept that.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you, Mr.
President. Thank you, sir. Mr. Ashman. Camp Arrowhead Area 2 expansion of Sussex County Sanitary Sewer.
They're going up to date now, are they?
I guess.
I'm a little hurt. All those people didn't stay for my presentation.
You're a sensitive little bugger.
I am, I'm telling you. I don't know what it is. Okay, this is a second section of the Camp Arrowhead that is requesting annexation in order to serve a proposed new bathhouse. This is an expansion of the Unified Sanitary Sewer District Angola Neck area. It was requested by the Diocesan Council for Camp Arrowhead. The camp is responsible for a pump station for their parcel and a force main up to a connection near Woods on Herring Creek. This work has not yet begun, but I believe it all is approved at this time. There is an existing MOU in place that identifies what buildings on the camp parcel can currently be connected, and this bathhouse would be an addition to the buildings on the existing MOU. The expansion only consists of 25,875 square feet, and the project will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360 or the rate in place at the time of connection. Questions?
Questions of council? Motion, sir?
I do. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Camp Arrowhead 2 expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Angola Neck area, as presented on January 9th, 2018.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on a motion?
I guess as long as they want to pay for it, and it's okay with me.
That's right.
There you go. Any more questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. And moving right along, we're back to old business again.
Older business.
There you go. Change of zone number 1838, Follow Half of Two Farms Incorporated.
And good morning.
Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. County Council held a public hearing on December 12th of last year to discuss the change of zone application CZ 1838 Two Farms LLC. The request is to change the zone from AR1 to B1. Planning Commission did recommend approval at their meeting in December. Actually, in November, they made a decision that night.
Any questions of council? Mr. Moore, if you'd read the short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, containing 2.85 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 8.
This is in what council district?
Fine.
Yours. Okay. Mr. Burton.
My motion would be for approval of change of zone 1838. I think Route 9 and Route 30 is a perfect place for B1 zoning, so my motion is for approval with Planning and Zoning's recommendations.
Charlotte?
I will also vote yes per Planning and Zoning's recommendation.
Mr. Wilson?
Are you talking about that new...
Can I just interrupt real quick? Mr. Burton was not present at that public hearing, so I just want to make sure that he has listened to the record and is able to I just want that on the record, please.
I appreciate that. He's already looked at,
right?
Thank you for that.
I voted yes.
Mr. Cole?
I'll vote yes for the same reason. I think it's appropriate.
I also agree with Planning and Zoning's findings. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Grant requests. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first request is the American Youth Football. They are requesting $20,000 to support their operational cost of the Seaford Elite American Youth Football Team. The team was organized last year and are in need of funds to equip and outfit 4 football teams and cheerleader squads. This cost also includes the expense of a scoreboard and field maintenance equipment. There have been no past grants to this organization.
Thank you, ma'am. You did check this out. They do meet our qualifications.
Yes, they do.
How long have they been in season?
This is brand new. Trying to get started.
Trying to get off the ground. Okay.
Somebody make a motion to grant $500 from my account.
Move a motion.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 from my account's bank account.
My football career started
American Youth Football for uniform and equipment for the Seaford Elite organization.
Short
question on a motion. Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Motion carried. Thank you. Next.
Thank you. Next one is Emmanuel Shelter is requesting $4,780 to pay for 4 months of utility costs for their homeless shelter. Last council grant received was $2,500, which was $500 from each council member in 2015.
Burton, I think this is your...
Well, the...
Is this...
No, this is the one there at the Methodist Church.
He put it on the agenda, I'm saying.
That's all right. Are you a Methodist?
No, but is it in George's district?
It is, yes. I think it is.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I'll let you get away with it this time.
NASA?
The homeless shelter takes them in from that whole area.
Right.
I agree.
Hoboth and Lewis. So if you would like to participate... What did we give last year to...
$2,500.
How much?
$2,500. It was $500 from each council member.
$500.
We each gave, so would everybody's comfortable because we've had some severe weather and we need to address this. So
move to do the same.
I think George ought to go up to 1,000.
No, we'll make the same one. They can always come back and ask for more.
I'll move to do the same.
Mr. Arlett.
Yeah.
After all, it is your district, George.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $2,500 to the Emmanuel Shelter for utilities and homeless shelter, being $500 from each council and district.
Sounds like an auction.
Question on the motion. We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Five yes, motion carried. Thank you. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. There are several. The first one is in Mr. Wilson's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a retirement community to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 43.748 acres, more or less.
And what town is that in?
I'm not sure what town it's in.
It's not in town.
It's in your district.
I know you said my district. I'm just trying to find an idea of where the area
is. It is for Mark Yoder, Jr.
Okay. I'll submit.
You'll introduce it. The next one is in Mr. Burton's district, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an agricultural educational facility with commercial kitchen to be located on certain parcel of land lying being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 3.9785 acres, more or less.
I'll introduce it.
Introduce it.
And the last one is in Mr. Arlett's district, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an HR1 high density residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 14.8455 acres.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Arlett introduces it.
That is all, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Council member comments. Council member comments.
Mr. Burton. Go ahead, Mr. Burton.
I thought Paul Rieger's comments the other day had some merit. Mm-hmm. I think that the clarity, if I was going to board, if somebody was coming to change something in my neighborhood and they were going through the Board of Adjustment, and just being able to read something that explained kind of what the, you know, if they just want to put a doghouse up, I don't know that I'm coming to the public hearing. But if they wanted to completely do something that would affect me in a negative way or in a way I didn't like, I'd like to know about it, and then I would possibly show up to either oppose or approve. And I think we ought to provide some clarity to the notices so that the residents of the surrounding areas can look at it and make a decision whether they want to show up at a public hearing or not.
But you're talking any and all notices, not just Board of Adjustment,
no,
PNC.
Any, yeah.
I told you directly, I actually discussed it after Mr. Rieger said, I said something to Janelle about it. You don't have to come up, but I think the background was the attorney, Jamie, had changed something or advised him something. So, Everett, if you could look and see if Jamie had some concerns, if that kind of correct? Yeah, if you want to, I guess.
Please come down.
Instead of me, I guess, put words in your mouth.
Okay, so we have actually increased the amount of information that has gone into the legal notices. Mm-hmm. We've provided additional information. We were very specific, like incredibly specific, with the code citations. Upon discussion with the board's attorney, it was determined that it's a more defendable position if we still reference the correct section of code. We are not as specific because it gives us a little bit more leeway if we ever have to defend an application in court.
Could you do both?
Yeah, you can do both.
Well, again, when we do reference the section of code that is the bulk standards, and again, it's more or less saying that we are asking that the applicant is requesting a variance from the side yard setback. We do not put numbers in legal notices only because if we get a different survey or something happens that they don't say if they're asking for like a 4.4-foot variance and turns out they only need a 4-foot variance, we have then run a legal ad for something that is not what has been requested. So what we do is we reference, 115-25 is the bulk standards for the AR1 zoning district. So that references the side yard, front yard, and rear yard setbacks for that zoning declassification.
Does it say what that, I mean, I haven't read one, does it say what the side yard setback is?
No, and we don't do that. One, that also increases the length of the legal ad, which just becomes more costly in our budget. But it also is, because we can also, depending on the zone, if it's an RPC, it can have different setbacks. If it's a front yard setback, it's different. Depending on the road classification, it could have a different setback for, like, a front yard. Or if even if it's an underside size lot, it could have a different setback. So what we do is we reference that the applicant is requesting a variance for the front yard setback per that section of code. Or they're asking for a front yard, side yard, or rear yard setback of that section of code. And sometimes if they're asking for, like, the house needs a variance and the shed needs a variance, we'll reference both sections of code that would fall underneath that legal description.
What I heard basically, Mr. President, was budget issues, which we control the budget. So I'll just say this, Todd, if there is an additional cost, I think it's warranted that we put more information out. And if there's, like I said, if it costs a little more, tell us how much it's going to cost. I can't imagine, you know, it can be that much. It's going to, you know, break the bank. So I'm with IG. I think when I heard Rieger, I think Rieger had a good point. More information is better.
But
all announcements.
I think
you're saying we want more regulations.
And again, we have actually over the last couple of years increased the amount of information in the legal ads, because it used to just say they're asking for a variance,
right?
And give, like, this was, so we've added the tax parcel number, we've added the address, we've added more information in the last couple of years.
But what they actually want to do,
yeah,
that's the key. Not to all that other information.
Is it for this or for that
or whatever, some basic stuff.
I can tell you, like, as an example, last night, if we had said somebody wanted a Board of Adjustment, a variance from a house or from, I think there was a deck, turns out when we were looking at it last night, they also had a ramp that needed it. So if we had just stated that they needed a variance for that house or that deck, they would have had to refile that application, pay an additional fee, and wait until the next available meeting to get back on the agenda to ask for that variance for that ramp, which we determined it was still a side yard and a front yard setback, which was advertised correctly, so we can include that.
You're not advertising. I'm just saying I think more is better. If there's a way to work it out, try to work it out, discuss it with Jamie and Todd and Rusty. I don't know.
Mr. Lawson?
We will do whatever we can to make more information available to the public. It's the sort of the philosophy that we're operating under. I will say this, though. We're talking about two separate things. In regards to the setbacks, what Ms. Cornwell said is accurate. We don't give that much specificity, as the example just alluded to. We do say side and rear setbacks per section of the code. If they're seeking a variance, we specifically state, or special use exception, what they are seeking. I'm looking at this past agenda, daycare facility, garage studio apartment, indoor shooting archery range. So we are listing the activities when they are asking for a variance or special use exception. But when we're talking about setbacks, we don't say a rear setback for a ramp. We just say a setback per our state county code section, and we even list the code here if someone's so inclined to go look at it. So,
but is it, if I was the neighbor and you wanted a setback for your wheelchair ramp, right? I'm not coming in if I knew that, right? Because I'm not, that's okay with me, right? So I think it's really just the wording to make it, what is the guy asking for, right? If he's asking for a setback because of a ramp, that makes, you know, that makes more sense to me than county code 111, 115. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right. And again, the very first line is the number, the person's name, and what they're asking for, that they're asking for a front yard setback. We don't say it's for a house or a shed or a deck, only because, again, as the example from last night, it turns out, well, and in certain cases, like, well, they need the setback for the house, the shed, the second floor deck, the HVAC system, the,
but isn't that their job to know that? I mean, they're asking.
Well, and that's why we reference... That's why we would say we.
When they make an application, did they cite all that in when they made an application to you guys, or did they surprise you with it when they walk up to the podium?
Well, and to be perfectly honest, sometimes if the person comes in and it's not at the podium, is when they submit, they think, right. Oh, I just need a variance for this. And, well, we take a look at the survey and go, well, no, you need a variance for this, 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 and this.
Okay.
So it... But it's like, you know, you don't need, and we've had instances where somebody needs four side yard setbacks
for four different situations.
So we just say if they need a side yard setback, which is what we do.
This hearing may require multiple, you know, variances or something like that.
And they do that.
Just somehow, there's got to be a way to clarify it.
We get the gist.
And make
yeah.
a little more yeah, information
we'll,
so that
we'll
the
work on that.
Okay. Understands others than just some generic, you know, government gobbledygook. That nobody understands.
Are you done, George? Can I speak?
No, you can't speak. Not till next week.
Well,
Mr. Wilson.
Now here's the deal on ramps. We want to say I break my leg, and I'm supposed to hang around. And when I get ready to come home, I have come home. Can I have come here and wait 6 months to get a permit?
For a permit, I believe you just walk in and walk out with that permit.
Well, if I with a ramp, I can build a ramp.
That is a question for building code because they issue the permits for the issuance of that, and I believe they have a process to do that.
Good question, Sam. When you built your ramp, did you get a permit?
It does require.
Yes, he did.
Sam?
The man that worked your
building. You're on the record, Sam.
I think we'll move on.
I got mine took care of, George. You got any other personal questions you want to ask?
If you could work with Mr. Lawson and Mr.
and
Sharp.
And we'll
I think you get the gist of what we're asking for to see how you can best do that and still not be a burden on the applicant or anybody else.
We will look into that.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Council member comments. Mr. Burton, anything else?
No.
You're good? Mr. Cole?
I did have one. We brought up the funding for the manual shelter and stuff. What emergency funding do we have for that? Homelessness and things. Didn't we do something in
code 10,000. 10,000.
10,000 set aside.
And they've already received it.
Yeah.
So okay, so they get all, it. We've mm-hmm. spent the 10,000.
We've given it to them, yes. Once they've submitted receipts, which they have, we've given them the 10,000.
Okay, so we're only into the early part of the...
Well, we try to give it to them right... They start ramping up, so they just got it a couple weeks ago.
So no, so we didn't. Okay, we don't respond. Like in other words, they've got a certain amount of funding. We don't wait and have a request for some emergency funding. We just basically gave them the emergency funding before we even heard there was an emergency.
Right, they use it for cots and blankets, and they ramp up their shelters.
Part of the budget process,
right? Okay. Exactly.
Now, if they could come back now, I think Georgia asked for additional funding if they needed it.
Okay. Do we have money available somewhere that we can tap into for? Funds for this issue? Because again, we just had a cold spell, and if we've given all the emergency funding out, what happens when we have an emergency?
There's money.
You are not in your
we do have money.
In your store, George, I'm staying out for
you. You're taking that contingency.
I'm just checking.
The other question would be...
Yeah, that's correct.
The other question would be is, does this body have to agree to that, or is it already budgeted somewhere to just get it done from administration level?
Well, the initial money to Code Purple was in the budget.
Correct.
But if they wanted to come back for additional funding, it would come back as a grant request or some kind of request that we'd have to approve.
Okay.
Correct?
Could I ask Todd, what would be the procedure if I wanted to make a motion that we put another $10,000 into emergency funding at this point so that we don't have to go through a meeting process and all, you know, applications and all this other stuff so we could get some funding there because it's all on.
Well,
it just didn't seem like if we're going to put emergency funding, we give it away before there's any emergencies. I don't know how that...
Preparing for an emergency.
I know they're preparing, but...
If there's an additional need is what you're asking for.
I'm just saying, should we make some money available at this point, knowing how severe we just went through, and I'm sure much of the money has been spent, that we would be able to be proactive?
Don't buy gas.
In other words, so could I put it, is there a consensus that I put on the agenda for next week and an additional $10,000 be put into a, in the back of that fund? Is there, can we do that or is that not the appropriate way to do it? Tell me why we shouldn't be proactive.
We can do almost anything you'd like us to do.
But oh, I love that.
What we're referencing is that $10,000 was approved in the budget back in the summer. That money has been
spent.
It's been approved by you and it has been...
Dispersed.
It's been dispersed to the group. Now, we don't know if there's an additional need.
We don't, I'm not saying there is. I'm just saying make some available so that if there is additional on a case-by-case basis, funds could be available for this shelter or that shelter or whatever shelter. Right now, we don't have any money available, and we'd have to go through a bureaucratic effort to get it, you know, a week, this, get all this other stuff. So I'm just going to try to be proactive, because $10,000 in a county this size is, and with expense, what everything costs so much nowadays, I would just think that this council ought to be ahead of the game a little bit, and we look to next week, have something on the agenda, and maybe you could tell us where the money could come from, and we could maybe have some money allocated for emergencies from here on out. And it, I'm not saying give it to anybody. I'm just saying we have it available, so if a shelter calls up and says, we just ran out of food, we ran out of this, we ran out of that, based on some kind of procedure, somebody could come in and we could write a check and get it to them, as opposed to waiting a week or two.
I think what George is saying is, if there's someone we could put aside that people can come in and call or whatever, that we need, something's happened, we got to have something. We haven't got to have a council meeting to do it,
yeah,
deal with it. We have it. We're off 2 weeks or whatever. We don't have to, you know.
Yeah.
It would be at the discretion of you and Ms. Jennings, I mean.
Exactly.
Let us put our heads together, and we'll come up with something.
Because, Mike, I'll be honest, when I knew we were setting money aside, I didn't know we distributed it. You know, if it was emergency funding, I thought there would be, it would be sitting there waiting for an emergency and somebody come in and make requests. But we just doled it all out. So that's just basically putting the budget monies for these shelters, which is fine. But now I think we do need to have a source of funding for a real true emergency from here on out.
Okay.
Is that a possibility?
You could deal with that and come up back to us with a recommendation, and
we will figure something out.
Or a way to
out.
Do it. Yeah, yes. So we can maybe vote on it next week, because we're into winter right now.
Any more comments from council?
I think on that, just on that topic, I thought the $10,000 that we did for Code Purple was all the shelters, right?
They coordinate with all the shelters.
Right.
Is their role.
And it really wasn't an emergency fund as much as it was a startup fund, right?
They make sure they have the supplies.
It's summer. We know winter's coming, and we need 5 more blankets and 3 more cots and whatever.
Correct.
So that's really not an emergency fund. That's a preparation fund.
Right.
It's just funding, annual funding.
Right, and then annual funding. And then what you want to do.
I want emergency
funding.
True
emergency funding.
Available in a fund that can be tapped by you guys to issue as fast as we can get it out, because when there's a need, there's a need. They can't wait.
Very good point.
Thank you.
Any more comments from council? Entertain a motion to go in executive session for potential litigation and land acquisition.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Arlette. Second, Mr. Wilson. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I vote yes. We're now in executive session for those two.